Hey folks, Dan Froh here for your closing bell for March 6th, 2025. My wife's birthday is tomorrow. Her name is Carolyn. Give her a shout out down below if you wouldn't mind. Greatly appreciate it. She's my high school sweetheart and been married to her for over 35 years. So without further ado, though, let's get to this stuff. All right, so mortgage rates went up today. Okay, that's bad. Let's get over to this part. Okay, so we got red all the way across the board here, and the VIX just spiked 13%. That's telling us the markets are freaking out right now. And we also have FHA loan delinquencies rise to 11.3%. So basically, it looks like the whole world's ending. Sure does, doesn't it? Well, now we got tomorrow's economic news. How is all this going to play a role in what the heck the Federal Reserve does at the next meeting? So that's what we're going to take all this data and try to figure out what in the heck is going on. So let's get to it. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day to help you guys understand the markets in general. We focus in on real estate because I'm actually a loan officer. I'm in residential mortgages. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Slogan here is one application, one credit pool. To shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'm not going to bore you right now. I'm going to give you all that information at the end of this video. Stay tuned all the way to the end for that. So let's figure out what happened today with rates. It's showing on the board right here that rates went up 0.07. We're back. We're going to teeter back up to that 6.75 to 7% range. So guys, you need to come in and lock in at these rates before they might take a pop. That's our concern right now. So let's get over to here, the stock markets. What's actually making all this stuff happen? It's just uncertainty, folks. The markets are uncertain basically everywhere. And now the consumer's starting to really tighten up. And they're saying, okay, we don't know if we're going to lose our jobs. We don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of like a shock where everybody had way too much money. And I showed that on a lot of videos that I had. So if you complain about that part, please get some videos or the consumer disposable income charts that you can find from the Federal Reserve. So you could check out that. But we were flushed with money for so long, and now you know people kept spending and spending and spending, and now it's coming back to, we got to get back to normal. That's what's going to happen, right? We're going to get a little bit back to normal on spending patterns and everything else. So the markets are in shock and all right. So they don't really know what's going to happen. So people are just pulling their money out. I'm just going to give you one piece of advice. I'm going to be 60 years old here soon. And I've been through a couple of these cycles, and I'll be like Dad or Uncle Dan or whatever you want to call me. Don't panic, folks. Okay, I've been through this this cycle about two or three times. The best advice I can give you is, and this is why we do our trainings on Saturday or Sunday, we do Stock Talk, is how do you get involved in the market? But you know, we advise against buying single stocks because they're really risky. So if you buy, you know, S&P indexes and things like that, they can be really, you know, good returns on your money. They can be stable over time. But don't try to time the market, because what you're going to do is the perfect thing you shouldn't do. You're going to start freaking out right now, and you're going to, I'm going to sell. I already missed out like a $1,500 point drop on the Dow. But then you sell, stabilizes, and then starts going back up. Then you wait a little bit, see the trend going back up, and then you're going to jump in and buy. So you're going to sell low, buy higher again, not a good pattern to follow. So just a little bit of advice there for you guys. But don't trade on what I say. Don't do anything on what I say. I'm just a mortgage guy out here trying to help you guys understand real estate. So that's basically what's going on right through here. Okay, so people are selling off, and people are freaking out because right over my head is the VIX, and that tells us how anxious the markets are. So it's at 24. This should be like 12. So they're really anxious. Some good news we have going is at least we got oil coming down. That's going to help on the inflation front. I haven't checked crypto. Let's see what it's doing. It's 90. This thing is all over the map right now. So we'll talk about that on Saturday. But let's get over to really what's happening behind the scenes in the bond market. It's not so bad as it looks, but I have some, this is going to be, you're going to see this all over the board right now because people love to pump beer. Okay, so we're going to get over to CNBC. They're going to give us some reporting on the FHA numbers and on delinquencies. So we're going to see, because one of the big things we're concerned about is inventory getting way too much out of control. So we know inventory is climbing and climbing. It's still not even at a, you know, probably a third of the record peak. But it, you know, if you get a flood of homes that come to the market because of foreclosure, be an issue. So let's get to the reports and see how bad is this. But after this, I'm going to put some of my context in it because I'm in the business. I understand what she's saying, but a little bit of it, what she's giving you is distorted. So stay tuned. Let's watch it, and I'll critique it at the end, and then I'm going to give you, you know, what we're going to look at tomorrow's economic news, because that will be affecting the Federal Reserve's decision, and they're coming out a week and a half from now, letting us know exactly what they're going to do. So let's get over to this report with Diane Olick. How bad is FHA loans? And is it going to crash the market?
But you also know that as a percentage of income, that debt load has mostly been manageable. High debt, but guess what? We can afford it. But now some of that is beginning to change. For more on both the housing and car stories, let's bring in Diana Olick and Phil LeBeau. Diana, let's start with you. What are you seeing in one particularly, call it, fragile part of the mortgage market?
Well, Brian, the mortgage delinquency rate, you know, has been really low for nearly a decade. And aside from a very brief jump at the start of the pandemic before those government forbearance programs, it's now sitting at just 3.98% overall, that according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Compare that to just over 10% back in 2010 during the subprime crisis. The mortgage landscape, I'm saying, is quite healthy with one major red flag. FHA loans, their delinquency rate, while always higher, has been rising recently, now hitting 11.3%, and that is the highest since 2013. Here's why.
Okay, let's wait a second. Let's go back and let's look at this. This is the mortgage delinquency for FHA back 20 years. Look at where it is. It's 11.3. You can probably get 11.3 right about there. Okay, so during a lot of this time, we had artificially low rates and everything because of the 2008 times. And then we hit the pandemic and everything else. But if you go back to right through here, you see it's in line to where we've been all these years back through. So, you know, you have to take even the average. If you go up to about here, that's probably average over history. You can't just take one little blip. This whole time frame was much higher. Yes, this little time frame was much lower. But if you blend it over history, and that's why we look at, you know, charts and things, you'll see it's not so bad. But let's get back to her reporting.
All of the stresses in life we're seeing right now, a little bit of softening in the job market. We're seeing big jumps in insurance premiums as a result of all of the hazards out there, whether it be wildfires, hurricanes, what have you. All of that leading to some stress.
FHA attracts first-time buyers with lower incomes and credit scores. The FHA down payment requirement is just 3.5%, and borrowers can carry higher debt compared to their income, that so-called DTI. And that's because FHA borrowers have to pay mortgage insurance. But FHA recently lowered that insurance premium, which brought in more borrowers. That resulted in higher credit levels of the entire program, but that debt to income is still very high, and that's because of inflation and affordability, high home prices. The MBA is also reporting a big jump in buyers of newly built homes going to FHA. It's gone from 10% just a few years ago to 30% today. And I'll say it again, Brian, because of high home prices.
Okay, so what I want to kind of counter on that is she's attributing, you know, if you have a house now and your home payment goes up, it's because of higher home prices. That's the piece I didn't get. But what's really affecting people is insurance. I know on my house payment, my payment's gone up, I think, $600 over the last 2 or 3 years just because of my escrow. So it's devastating. There is going to be a lot of shock and all behind this. But if once you look at that and you really, like I say, you have to dig into the details. If you see the beginning of it, you're like, oh my goodness, that's absolutely terrible. We're going to get a flood of foreclosures. See, when you read into it and you look at the lines, it's like, okay, we're getting back to normal. Hopefully get back to. So let's get over to the next piece of this. Let's get over to what we're looking at on our economic calendar for this week. So here's what we got in today. We got in continued jobless claims. Last reading was 1.855. It came in at 1.89. That didn't really shock in all the markets at all. Nothing through here really shake the market. But here's one thing that kind of stood out when I was going through this report. Look at the Atlanta Fed's GDP. It's now a negative. Negative 2.4. What's a negative GDP with high inflation called stagflation? Not saying we're there, but that's something we want to focus in on and concentrate on to see how normally that would affect yields and interest rates and so forth. The next piece of this puzzle, we're going to look at Friday. average hours earnings, how much people are earning more. Is it beating inflation? That's what we want to focus in on there. And we're also going to get the non-farm payroll and the true unemployment rate. Why we're focused in on that is here. So this is what the Federal Reserve focuses in on. Okay, so they control the federal funds rate, which is right through here, but the numbers that they're looking at is through here. So is this GDP figure going to change here soon? Go from a positive to a negative? We're going to watch that and see how that comes out. The unemployment rate is going to come out tomorrow. We're going to see how this ticks up or down. And then the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors, it came in last week and it actually ticked down. So that's what we're seeing basically through all of this. Here's what my expectations are. I think the markets are really spooked right now. If we go over to the bond market on the MBSs, this is why I kind of took a double glance at this. It said rates are up 0.07 today. But if we go over to the bond market right here, it's showing we're up 8. It does look like we closed down a little bit. So I don't know if the charts may be a little bit off, but these things should be synced. Basically, we're just going to say the market was completely flat today, and that's not what I expected. Then when you get over the 10-year treasury, I don't know if we have that on the map right now. We got the 10-year treasury right down through here at 4.27. You can see that down below at the bottom. Sorry about that through here. I'm just afraid that if once that hits over 4.3, if it goes, the next handle might be 4.4. So we might have a run up in interest rates of maybe an eighth sitting there. So if you're looking to refinance right now, folks, it's the time. And if you're focusing in on rates, if you're looking to buy, rates are going to stay in this little spread right now, I think, for a little bit of a time, but it can break out one way or another and just with the drop of a hat. So you got to stay focused in on all that. So that's where we are for today. That's my closing bell. Now, what do I do and how do I do things? First thing, I got to give you my public service announcement. I do this every day and every video I do because you guys need to know about this. Did you sign up for the Do Not Call list? Well, if you did, I don't think it worked very well, but I did too. But I had to sign up for this thing. What this thing does is it'll stop trigger leads. Trigger leads are this. If I pull your credit, or another mortgage company or other bank pulls your credit because you're looking for a mortgage or a car loan, what happens is your financial or your credit data is sold. My competitors can buy that. And now they know that you're looking for a car or a house. So that's all they know. And they're just going to bombard you with calls and emails and everything like that to just drive you crazy. So if you want to stop all those calls, nuisance calls, and also from your data being sold, sign up for this thing. Tried to pass in Congress to just outlaw the stuff, but now we have to sign a petition. So please do so right there. So who am I and what do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and I'm actually a loan officer that can help you no matter where you are in the country. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you basically navigate from maybe looking at trying to buy that first house all the way to keys in your pocket, or maybe you're looking to refinance. We got a lot of those right now. If you're looking to do any of that and you like need my assistance, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I work at a bank that's federally chartered, so that makes me federally licensed everywhere throughout the whole country. But the cool thing is, and why I joined the bank, is I'm helping them grow. Right now, we have 30 other lenders. Okay, so what we can do is we can offer you our programs and rates and everything else, as well as these other 30 banks, credit unions, mortgage companies, we can offer you their products as well. Products in here such as a $6,000 grant for first-time homebuyers if you qualify. Let you know if you qualify. There's another one at $4,500. It'll give you $500 for an appraisal reimbursement. So those are there as well. We have these and much, much more. So how do you reach out to us? Well, four different ways. You can click right up through there, put in your application, it'll come right to me. I'll get you on the phone within the next 24 hours, answer any questions that you got, and get you on your way. You can schedule a consultation right up through there on any dates we have available. Or if you want to jump in the front of the line, you can go right over through here and scroll down and you'll see our 800 number as well as my email address. So you can reach us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally. And this is me and I will be responding, and people get shocked when I call you. But please, if you want to reach me personally, just send me an email to this. Please leave me your phone number. I'd love to call you, answer any questions that you have, and maybe some questions that you might not have thought of. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And if you haven't subscribed yet, love for you to do so, because every time somebody else clicks down there, it helps me get found by more and more people. That's what I'm trying to do, just help people learn this system. So thanks for watching. God bless. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.